Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Another cold January day. Let's see if we can find some connection on the show. Maybe get these two to go out. It's our Hang Up or Hang Out segment with, first of all, let's meet Will. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Will.
Well, you know, I'm 30 years old. I'm from Clive. I work at Mid-American Energy, and I like to be outdoors, you know. Outdoors is where I belong.
Okay.
My favorite place.
All right.
Very good.
Now, is that a hunting and fishing guy, or are you a biking, camping? What do you do?
Well, I am mostly, like, dirt biking.
Okay.
Know? But I also love going for hikes.
Got it.
No, okay.
Anything you don't like?
Yeah. I don't like the cold. I don't like the snow or the winter, or it's horrible.
So yeah, you're an outdoors guy when it's warm enough.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You should live in San Diego.
I have no problem with that. Let's meet to the person here that you could be going on a date with. Her name is Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nicole.
Well, I'm from Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27. I work as a dental hygienist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff I like the movies. I like wine, you know, like different kinds of wine and tasting wine and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, no, you don't have to oversell that.
Are you good enough that you could tell the difference between good wine and cheap wine?
I can tell the difference.
You can? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Better than me.
Once it's good wine, I can't tell.
Okay.
You know, like, how good it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Right.
Okay.
I can tell by the headache I get the next day that it's not good wine.
That's right.
All right. So you like wine and movies. What else?
I like to try my New Year's resolution is I'm trying to go to a new place every week in town.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
I just went to Zombie Burger. Have you been there for the first time?
Oh, it was your first time going. Okay.
You know, I've never been to Zombie Burger.
You've never been?
Really?
No? Uh-huh. Okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can treat me to a lunch after all, Colleen.
Yeah, Nicole says it's good, Cole.
Yes.
Come on.
Very
all
good.
Right. All right. What do you not like, Nicole?
I don't like conceited, arrogant guys. I'm tired of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really love horror movies. I get too scared.
Okay.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, got it. Well, this is how this works. We have up to three questions for you two. We'll ask you, get your answers, and then after each question, you'll have a chance to hang up. Either one of you can do that, and we'll be done here. That'll be the end of it. No pressure of you to go on this date, but if we get through all three questions, if you're both still on the line at that point, we're going to pay for you guys to go out and get some lunch, okay?
Awesome.
All right, our first question, we are going to start with Will, and Kurt has the question.
All right, Will, what's the nerdiest thing you're willing to admit about yourself?
The nerdiest thing? Yeah. Okay, well, on the opening night of the new Thor movie, I had like this big plastic hammer I brought to the theater, you know, like the one Thor has. There were like 10 of us going, so it wasn't that weird.
It wasn't
okay,
bad.
But were you the only one who showed up with a hammer?
Well, I was. No, I was the Thor of the group.
Okay, but
he's the Thor of the group.
You had friends that sat by you and supported this behavior. Okay.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, you said you like movies, Nicole. Keep that in mind. All right. Nicole, what about you, Nicole? What's the nerdiest thing about you?
Gosh. I still love reading Harry Potter books.
Okay. All right.
You know, I read them in my teens, and I still read them, like, maybe once a year.
You do?
Oh, wow.
They're long.
Wow.
You still go back and read those. Okay.
Yeah, I get back into it.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right,
okay.
Got it. All right, well, you got both heard each other's first answer, and now our first moment of truth here. I'll count to three, and you can hang up if you'd like, and we'll be done. Otherwise, we'll move on to question two if you're both still there. Here we go. One, two, three. I hear no hang-ups.
I heard no clicks.
I think you're both there, right? Will, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Nicole? Yep, she's
right. There's a giggle.
We are up for question two now. Going to start with you, Nicole, and Colleen has the question.
All right, Nicole, what's the worst part of the dating scene?
Well, it's the people who think everything is just as easy as a swipe right. Like, just because you swiped right doesn't mean that I'm going back to your place that night.
Or, oh, you, yeah. Or you answer three questions on the radio.
Well, she's kind of getting to know him.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
This is not nearly as superficial. I mean, you have no idea right. what the other person looks
you're
like.
You're right. I'm way off.
We are the voice of the dating world.
Yeah, that's us.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. The dating scene is not easy. You were saying.
Go mm-hmm. ahead.
Yeah. Just like the swiping right thing. Okay. Like, everyone right. has these high expectations, like, just because, you know, we're on a date. You know.
That you're going to have sex. Right. It doesn't mm-hmm. always yeah. go that way. Got okay, it. Got okay. it.
What? It doesn't?
How about you, Will? What about you? What do you find tough about the dating scene? The worst part?
I hate all the fake people all the time. Like, people trying to be stuff they're not in order to impress me. It's like, just be yourself. That's what impresses me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He wants you to keep it real.
That's right. That's I think Shania Will Twain says. Said it first.
Yeah. All right. So here we are. We have two questions down. Another chance for you to hang up if you'd like. Another count of three. And if you if you're both still there, we'll see if we can get to question three and get you guys out on a date. Here we go. One, two, and three. All right. All good. I don't hear any hang-ups.
I think we're still good.
You still there?
I'm here.
All right. Right. Here. Awesome. Question three.
Question
three, and we're going to start with you here, Will. We want to know, what are you better at than, say, 75% of the population?
You mean other than being, like, the Thor of my friend group?
Right?
Right.
Besides
in addition,
that,
in addition
right.
to in addition. Your abilities to be Thor.
Okay, so other than that, I mean, you know, I'm growing a beard at the moment, I'm like, in month eight. Looks pretty good. I mean, it's not as long as I used to have it. I used to have one that was under my neckline. That was pretty nice. I shaved it because I had a girlfriend at the time, didn't like facial hair, and a big mistake.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It, you know?
All right. So Will says he's better at growing a beard than almost all of us. Okay, uh-huh. Got it. All right. Okay. How about you, Nicole? What are you better at than 75% of the rest of the population?
I don't know. I guess I would say flossing, because I do it for other people all the time, so I have a lot of practice.
Because you're a dental hygienist.
You're a hygienist.
Right? When you said you had to do it for other people, I'm like, what does she mean?
Who does it regularly?
Well,
good
it's
for you.
Funny. I kind of want to see Will's beard to know if it's really that impressive, but I absolutely believe Nicole, because almost everyone I know doesn't floss.
Right.
So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there you guys have it. Three questions, three answers, little speed date here, and now we'll count down to three. We'll count to three one more time, and if you're both still on the line afterwards, we will pay for you guys to go to lunch. But no pressure. Either one of you or both of you can hang up if you'd like, and, well, we just won't have a connection. So, all right, here we go. Moment of truth. One, two, three.
Oh, no.
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 Who did we lose? Who's left?
Hello?
Oh.
Hang on a second, Will. Hang on. Oh, man.
No. I thought this was good.
I did, too.
I did, too.
I'm sad.
I thought it was going well. I mean, I thought we were doing all right.
Nothing
was it the beard?
Jumped out to me.
Well, was it the baby? She's not a beard. Maybe she's like this old girlfriend of yours, Will.
Hey, it's the beard.
It's the beard.
I mean, maybe, but, like, beards are great. You like beards, right? They're great.
Beards are great, man.
Especially if you can grow.
I want to grow one so badly.
Will, we're sorry.
Oh,
I did. I thought we had a connection there, but I guess not.
Go find that beard-loving woman.
Yeah, they're out there, Will. They're yeah. out there.
The Thor of the group.
Yeah, we appreciate you being on the show.
That's right. I'm going to have a Thor beard.
All right. You seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being on the show. Good luck to you, Will.
Take care,
okay,
Will.
Sorry, didn't work
Thank
out.
You all right. guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.